Okay. We're in Heavenly Places, page 354. If you have the devotional book, it's December 13 you're looking to go to. And it's titled Children of the Heavenly King. And it says, well, let me zoom in a little bit here. It says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, and where I am, there you may be also. And that's, of course, our Lord and Savior and our King, Jesus, speaking, John 14, verses 2 and 3. And then Sister White is again going to quote scriptures from Corinthians, and she says, the invitation is come out from among them and be ye separate, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, and saith the Lord Almighty, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Case in point, Dennis Schroeder. See, it's guys like that, or people on the West Coast, or I guess you want to call them the Latham Group. I don't know. They, you can't join with those type of people. The people on the West Coast, of course, are joining with and admitting their leaders in sin, and we have documentation on that, but yet they want us to be unified. They want us all to be one church and to cover it all up and say, okay, let's all get back to work. The Bible says you got to be ye separate. You can't be with people like that, the people that will slander you and put out mass mails and write newsletters that are still online, by the way, slamming us and lying about us online. So how can you be, joining with them, like, or with the Latham Group that have now put lies on camera and actually stated on camera that they will lie to infiltrate? You can't join with them either. Or Dennis Schroeder. And like Dennis Schroeder comes in here and he uses foul names and he spreads lies in the room, or like he comes in using these weird names. And what would be, I mean, think about this. He claims to be a Christian. All these people claim to be Christians. And so what are we supposed to do? Say, okay, forget it. I give up. I'm sick and tired of fighting with you. Let's just all grab each other's arms and just hug each other and sing Kumbaya, and let's just all be happy together. And no, you can't do that. You can't say, hey, Dennis, come on and be part of our number. We accept you as a brother in Christ. You can't do that. You've got to be separate from this type of people. Otherwise, Achan will be in the camp, and you'll bring down the church, and you won't have the blessing on the church. You won't have the Lord's will guiding you. It'll be your own flesh because you gave up. You caved. All right, so she goes on to say, oh, what an exaltation is this. To be members of the royal family, children of the heavenly king, to have the Savior of the universe, the king over all kings, know us by name, and to be heirs of God to the immortal inheritance, the eternal substance. And the thing I like, she says here, children of the heavenly king or members of the royal family. Remember when Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were taken out of Israel when Nebuchadnezzar came around, or Nebuchadnezzar, right? If you notice, the royal family, it was always the cream of the crop. It was the best of the best. It was whoever, in other words, it even says in the word when they're, you know, destroying the city and pulling all the people out, they're going to go with Nebuchadnezzar. They're leaving behind the lame and the halt and all this other stuff. You know, they don't, or what some people would call riffraff today. And I just, you know, I think that's just so, because I've known people that other people would consider to be that way. And I thought, you're missing out on some amazing blessings. Some of these people have the most amazing sense of humor. They're extremely intelligent. They're fun to be with. So they might have a tooth missing. They might even have a little bit longer hair than most, or they might live in a trailer, let's say, or like, and I don't see nothing wrong with living in a trailer either, because, hey, have you seen the inside of some of them trailers nowadays? I mean, you could spend one-third the amount of money on a trailer, and when you go inside it, it looks like, I don't want to say mansion, but boy, I tell you, them things are decked out. And so a lot of people don't realize how nice those things are, but they won't step in them because they have a preconceived idea. And so my point is, we are, you know, part of this royal family, and when we're in the kingdom, the cream of the crop, there would be a New Jerusalem, are the obedient ones, the ones that want to glorify their king. And the people that we see that attack us, they don't want to glorify the king. Their sole purpose in life, which is strange. You would think, like, if there really was pearly gates where St. Peter stood by when you died, like the Catholic Church has been preaching for eons. Let's just say you die, and you're all of a sudden popped up in front of some pearly gate, and there's Peter, right? And like Hollywood says. And he asks you, what have you done for your life? Oh, well, I attacked Nicholas's, or I attacked the Seventh-day Remnant Church. Not just me, they're attacking all of us. That's what I did for the last few years of my life. That's all I could think to do. You know, oh, you didn't bring any people to Christ? Oh, no, I was too busy trying to expose this church. And then he looks past the gates and he sees us all in there. So, and he can't get in. And it's like, what kind of, what are you going to say when it's like when the Lord comes to receive the interest on the talents he has given you? I would think it would be a lot better to go forth and proclaim the truth rather than to try to slam those that, you know, are proclaiming it. So, anyway, she goes on to say that this is our privilege. Will we have the prize? Will we fight the battles of the Lord? Will we press the battle to the gate? Will we be victorious? I've decided that I must have heaven, and I want to have it. And I want you to have it, rather, she says. And I mean, that, like today I was in Daniel, and the Lord's got me, and I praise his name for this, he's got me doing, he's kicked up my Bible studies even more now lately, because I like to remind myself of the prophecies and stuff like that in case I'm asked about them. I'm in Daniel again for the midday studies now. I do a midday prayer, of course, but I like to do the studies now too. And I'm recalling how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even if the Lord was going to, you know, prevent them from being burned up in the fire, they had no clue he was going to do that. They went in that fire anyway. They weren't going to. In other words, these guys were the cream of the crop, right? And the thing that I like about it, Jesus didn't stop them from going in the fire. He didn't even cripple the guys that were, you know, throwing them in, where they would drop them and then they couldn't go in the fire. No, Jesus went in the fire with them. Just like Jesus was, you know, always there with us. He walked a mile with us. He walked on the soil that we walk on now, and he even died for us. He's done so much for us. And a lot of people seem to miss that. But anyway, she says, search the Bible, for it tells you of Jesus. I want you to read the Bible and see the matchless charms of Jesus. I want you to fall in love with the man of Calvary so that every step you can say to the world, his ways are ways of pleasantness, and all his paths are peace. It says in Proverbs 3:17. You want to represent Christ to the world. You want to show to the world you have a big hope with immortality. You want a drink of the waters of salvation. You want the heavenly angels to be in your dwelling. You want Christ to abide there. Praise the Lord, O my soul, he says. She says, praise the Lord, O my soul. And then she says, he says he has gone to prepare mansions for me. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, and where I am, there you may be also. Again, she's repeating John 14, verses 1 to 3, and then she says, thank God, it is these mansions that I am looking to. It is not the earthly mansions here, for they are to be shaken down by the mighty earthquake ere long, but it is those heavenly mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for the faithful. We have no home here. We are only pilgrims and strangers here, passing to a better country, even a heavenly. May God help us to win the boon of eternal life. And I like the way she says two things here in regards to the earthquake and that we're just pilgrims and strangers. I remember years ago when I first found the Lord, I got me you make yourself one of these bumper stickers. You can make your own, I imagine, back then. And I said, my bumper sticker said, just visiting this planet. And I wasn't telling people I was an alien. I says, I'm a Christian. I'm a pilgrim. I'm just here to do a job. This is not where I'm going to be living for all eternity. You know, I'm just visiting. And then later on, of course, after the end of the 1,000 years, then this will be my home for all eternity. But I'll still be able to travel around, go all these other worlds and stuff like that. But my home base will be here because this is where New Jerusalem will be for all eternity. And science, by the way, has just found out, but they're being very iffy about their discovery, that it looks to be that planet Earth is the center of the universe, but, you know, they don't want to out and out say that because of what it says in Scripture about, you know, New Jerusalem landing on the planet at the end of the 1,000 years to wake up all the wicked so that they can be burned up, and then the whole planet is recreated. So this world as it is now? No. I don't want to have any part of it. When it is recreated by my Lord and Savior as it was in the days of Eden, well, yeah, then I don't have a problem with it then, because the enemy of souls, he's going to be nothing but fertilizer at that point, so it doesn't make any difference. And then the other thing was the earthquake. Because, you know, and this is those little tiny little specks of truth that she throws out there that kind of click in some people's minds as to, well, yeah, that's right. It would have to be a global earthquake, wouldn't it? Because the Bible says on the eastern, you know, when the eastern sky splits, that the mountains are going to shake like reeds in the wind. And what's going to shake them? It's going to have to be global earthquake. So she's just putting two together here for you. So anyway, I hope and pray that you were blessed. I'll be back in a minute.